You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 99. And I have Susie on the show today. Susie's my guest with a dream to interpret. And Susie contacted me because she's got a website, www.lastnightidreamt.com, and I'll spell that out for you later. And it's a social networking site for dreamers, and she thought that our listeners might be interested, which, of course, you will be. So I invited Susie onto the show. I said, tell me no more. I know you've got a website. I don't want to know anything else about you at this stage because these podcast shows work better that way. But would you like to come onto our show as a guest and have a dream interpreted? And then we can share your website address. And she did. So that's what you'll be hearing today, is you'll be hearing Susie bringing her dream on. Of course, I'm interpreting a dream in the usual way, and she's relating it to her waking life, and then we set a dream alchemy practice, and then she talks a little bit more at the end about her website. So her website address is, you can go along and freely participate and join the community there. It's www.lastnightidreamt.com. So that's Last Night I Dreamt, all one word, and it's night as in N-I-T-E, lastnightidreamt.com. A social networking site for dreamers where you can post your dreams, and it's not professional people interpreting, it's just a community of dreamers with everyone bringing their individual skills in to interpret each other's dreams and look at each other's dreams from different perceptions and different angles. So I'm sure with all the tips that you've gathered over this year and a half of listening to the podcast show, that you're well equipped to go in there and perhaps not only post your own dreams, but help other people with some pointers as to what their dreams may mean. Enjoy listening to Susie. I have to do my own, have to remind you of my own website's addresses before we go to Susie. www.dream.net.au for lots of free resources and for contacting me to book private consultations, which of course I do by phone or Skype with you wherever you are in the world, talk about your dreams, help you through. Or my blog at www.janetheresa.com. That's Theresa without an H. Or just pop along to my Facebook page and join our own dream community there. That's it for the plugs. I'll talk to you again after Susie. Here's Susie. Welcome to the Dream Show, Susie. How are you this morning, this evening?
I'm great, actually. How are you doing?
Really well, thank you. We've got a beautiful sunny morning, and there's a building site across the road where they're going to build a house, and fortunately they've just stopped making noise, so we're all crossing our fingers and toes that they're going to have a very long coffee break while we do our show.
Oh, right, exactly.
We don't want any noise. Susie, as usual, I have no idea about what dream's being presented to me, so what have you got?
Okay, so here is my dream. Last night, I dreamt I was graduating from college with my friends. Our caps and gowns were a beautiful white turquoise color, and we all had our eye makeup done accordingly. I kept telling my friend how beautiful she looked in her turquoise gown because of her olive skin tone. And my cap, it wouldn't sit right on my head. I kept trying to fix it, but it just kept slanting. And my friend even tried bobby pinning it, but it still kept falling off. I was late to being seated, and I had to somehow find a way to get into my section. When I went into my area, I saw all of these old friends from high school, and I started hugging them. I started telling them how much I had missed them, even though I really haven't seen them since high school. And that is my dream.
Nice and short and sweet. I love it.
Yeah.
So obviously you felt really happy at the end about meeting the friends from high school, but how did you feel when you couldn't get the cap on straight in the dream?
You know, that was very frustrating for me because I have that problem. That's one of my fears. Anytime during my high school graduation or college graduations, I was always like, okay, I need to get my cap on with my bobby pin. I don't want my hair to get ruined. It's always an issue for me, even though I know it's not a big deal, but I always worry about my hair during graduation.
Right. So your dream hasn't so much brought in a dream symbol. This is actually a symbol from waking life, something that you're really anxious about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm interested in the turquoise color as well. I mean, you have graduated plenty of times before.
I've graduated from high school and from college.
And from college twice. And was turquoise the color in either of those?
I'm sorry?
What was turquoise part of your colour scheme for your graduating and either the high school or the college graduations? Or is this
actually
totally...
no, they were both black gowns.
Right, so turquoise is totally a dream colour.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So yeah. What feeling does turquoise, if turquoise was a personality, what kind of personality would it have?
For me, I feel like turquoise is a soothing, calm color. I actually love this color so much because it is a bright, vivacious, fun color. And even in the dream, it was just such a bright, vivid color. I could even remember the tone and how bright it was. It was so beautiful.
So that's interesting. It's almost a contrast, isn't it? Something that's vivacious and bright and fun, and yet is actually soothing and calm.
Yeah.
I mean, those energies do go together, but that's quite unusual.
Yeah, but I mean, I was definitely visually, it was very bright in my dream. But for me, like, that color makes me happy.
Mm.
So it's definitely something positive.
That's good. And the turquoise was in the whole gown or just in the cap?
The whole gown and the cap.
From head to toe was turquoise. And you mentioned the eyes too. You looked into...
eye makeup.
Yeah, the eye makeup. So did you have turquoise eye makeup as well?
Yeah, I had both. We both had turquoise eyeshadow on. It was matching our gowns.
Is that a color you would wear in waking life on your eyes?
I would, probably not as bright, but I definitely would wear some eyeshadow.
That's lovely. And one other question at the moment, your friend that you were commending on, you know, the turquoise matching her olive skin. If you could describe her personality in three words, what would you say?
Dependable, hopeful, and positive.
Dependable, hopeful, and positive. That's lovely. And did you have, when you were talking with your friend and commenting, complimenting her on her skin, were you actually looking right into her eyes at that time?
Yeah, I was looking at her. We were both smiling because I was complimenting her and she was just saying thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, because you often get that thing when you're looking directly into someone's eyes in a dream, and when eyes are quite a feature of the dream, it's often that you're looking at I myself, like I, capital I, because dreams do sometimes do wordplay. You'll even know it's a visual wordplay. So an I can be like, oh, this is something about myself that I'm recognizing in someone else. But there's also that thing that we all know, you know, the eyes are like the window to the soul. When you look someone right in the eyes, you're really looking right into them.
Wow.
Yeah, so eyes can come up for that. So everyone in a dream really represents an aspect of the dreamer. So this friend in particular, you're looking right into her eyes. It's almost like in this moment in the dream, when you're complimenting her on how well everything matches, it's almost like you're looking at an aspect of yourself that you see as dependable, hopeful, and positive. And it's like you're giving her a thumbs up and going, yes, that's really good. Like I'm feeling really good at the moment about being, or the prospect of being dependable, hopeful, and positive. This is where the energy is at the moment. This feels really good.
Wow.
Yeah, but the dream always refers to the 24 to 48 hours before. Because what happens in dreams is that dreams are processing your conscious and your unconscious experiences of the last 2 days, trying to make sense of them, so that anything that comes up in the dream will reflect what was going on for you in that day or two before. Now, sometimes bits of the dream seem to go back to the past. And in your case, Susie, it referenced the high school, and you had people from high school there. So what happens there is that when you're processing the last couple of days of your life, if something touches on or resonates with an issue from the past or something from the past, it will come up in your dream. So a dream can seem to be about the past, but it's really always about the last 2 days with reference to the past. So that whatever's happened in the past that has influenced how you've coped with the last couple of days, then that will come up in your dream. So we know that in the 2 days before your dreams, which is your dream was last night, so we're talking about the last 2 days, something came up that kind of related to when you were at high school or related to graduating. So in the last couple of days, although you didn't actually graduate from another college, did you go through something in the last couple of days where you felt that you had graduated in another sense, like finished something or about to finish something or about to move to the next stage, completed something and looking at a new beginning?
Always. That's been me actually the past few weeks, the past few months. I feel like just with my occupation, I'm moving forward. Things are starting to change. I'm changing as a person. I'm growing. I'm becoming more mature. So, yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm just graduating in life pretty much.
That's really wonderful, because it's, as you say, your dream is so positive. And then we look at the features of, you know, the graduation in your dream and parallel that to how you're graduating in life and see what you can take forward. So, you know, number one, you've got this fantastic dream symbol of the turquoise, which you see as soothing and calm and also vivacious and fun. And it was really amped up in the dream. So it's that sense of whatever you're graduating from in life and moving on to the next stage, is this sense of, yes, I am taking forward with me from this point, both a sense of feeling soothed and calm, which is obviously something you've worked to achieve, and also, but at the same time, being vivacious and fun. You know, a lot of people think, oh, look, if I'm going to say I'm going to go forward and do something spiritual, I've got to be really serious and soothing and calm, and it's not fun. You've got to be, you know, deadly serious. And or you might go the other way and say, oh, if you're going to go out in the life and do something that's really vivacious and fun, you've got to be up, 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 up. You know, it's not about being calm. And you have in your dream that beautiful, actually perfect balance of both things. It's like, yes, if I can take forward this energy of vivacious and fun and vivid, then I take forward with that soothing and calm for myself, Susie, and for other people. And the corollary of that, if I, Susie, can remain calm and really tune into that feeling of being soothed and soothing, then I can bring into this wonderful turquoise energy of vivacious, fun and vivid, which is what it takes to inspire people. I'm guessing that inspiring people is part of your graduation here.
Yeah. And, you know, even those people, it's funny because I don't know how they would have appeared in my dream. I haven't even seen them in years, and I've never thought about them in the past few years, so they kind of just appeared, like they made a little guest appearance in my dream.
and it's our job now to work out why, and it's also our job to work out that cap and that hair, even though it's something you worry about and make and laugh. So let's look at the students. There were people that you've never really thought of since high school, and when when you were at high school, did you really sort of ever think about them then, or were they just background people at high school?
You know, I had really close friendships with them in high school, definitely, because we were in the same classes so much. But after high school, you know, I basically never saw them again.
Right. Okay. So if you take that particular bunch of people that you met in the dream from high school and you bundled them all together and you stood back and without thinking too hard, you tried to describe to me what they represented in their own approach to life or their personality, what three words would you use to describe them as a group?
As a group, definitely memorable because they represent, you know, high school for me. Memorable and maybe close-knit because that's what it was. We were a close group and comfortable.
And comfortable.
I felt comfortable with them.
That's great. Was there any downside? Any negative that you can associate with them?
Nothing too much. I think just I wish we would have stayed closer.
Mm.
And, you know, after high school, it's kind of like we lost each other.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's not exciting. It's sad that, you know, we stopped keeping in touch.
Did between then and now, have you formed close-knit, comfortable relationships with other groups? Or was that really the last time that you really had that?
Oh, no, I've definitely found another close-knit group in my present life. Yeah. Mm.
So you still have that energy in your life now, but these people came into your life to remind you of something about feeling close-knit and comfortable, but in the past when you were at high school, memorable. When you left high school, when you graduated from high school, in your other life, as you're referring to it now, where did you think you were going? What was your plan back then?
Just to graduate in life. I wanted to graduate high school, go to college, graduate college, and then, you know, get a job, basically, step by step.
Step by step. And what kind of job were you thinking of then?
Definitely something maybe into marketing, business, or fashion. So I kind of had a variety of things I wanted to get into.
And did you end up in any of those?
For a while, yeah. Part-time, I did.
And they weren't really holding you at what you decided it wasn't what you wanted?
I wanted something better, I think, something bigger and better. Mm. That's why I left what I had.
Yeah. Because there's that feeling then of, you know, of going back In the dream, these people from the high school represented for you memorable, close-knit and comfortable. And as you say, you've found close-knit and comfortable since. So it's not that you're looking for that energy. You had that in the past, but this particular group turned up in your dream because what's happened in the last couple of days have resonated on this. So to me, because the dream used the symbol of graduating, which you've said, yeah, graduating from life, moving on to the next thing. And then there's this thing in the dream of, almost, you know, forming a bond again or thanking them for being there or it's so good to see you. It's embracing something from the past into the present. But because your dream, Susie, chose that metaphor of graduation, I was then thinking, okay, well, when you were back at school, where did you think you were going there? Where were you graduating to? You know, and you've said, oh, I was looking towards step by step college, then marketing, business and fashion. But you've kind of, in a way, since then decided you want something bigger than that. So there's a sense in the dream of connecting back with that old vision from high school, you know, when you embrace them in the dream, it's like, yes, I connect with that old vision of marketing, business and fashion, and you're thanking them a dream. It's like thanking yourself for having had that vision back then, but now I can let that go and I can move on to the bigger thing. Would you say there's some sense that in the recent past you've felt to some extent, how can I put it? Thinking, oh, I do want to move on to something bigger, but kind of feeling tied to earlier decisions or feeling a bit of guilt over the marketing. Oh, yeah.
I definitely feel exactly some regret. Maybe I left those things too early and I could have stayed a little longer and held on just a little bit longer until something came up. I think I left what I had too soon.
Yeah. That's good. So we found that point. You left what you had too soon. You graduated without the cap or whatever.
Yeah, basically I left.
Tossed the cap away behind you. So the dream is touching on that feeling of regret at that point. But what I love, absolutely love about your dream, and you must be such a beautiful person because your dream shows it, is that in the dream, you embrace that. You embrace the vision of that you had in high school by embracing that close-knit memorable people. It's like, yeah, my vision then was to do marketing, business and fashion. And I embrace that. And I thank myself for having, you know, gone as far along the path as I did, even though I now feel, oh, maybe there's a bit of regret because I left it too soon. But, you know, thank you. Thank me, Susie, for who I was at that age when I graduated school and for the vision I had and for taking it so far. And we're going to go more into this, but, you know, clearly you're now, from what you've said to me, so excited about where you are in graduating life and moving on that you know, you feel you made the right decision and jumping ship from those. It's just that we're tying up some feelings of regret and letting that rest in peace in a way. Would you say that was right?
I definitely agree. I'm ready for what's to come. And I'm trying to leave my past regrets behind and move on to better things.
Okay, that's really lovely. So in the last couple of days, because a dream does reflect the last couple of days, do you feel you made a major step forward in that, leaving that particular regret around marketing, business and fashion behind?
I'm not sure. That's kind of, I wouldn't want to let it go because it's still, you know, part of me and it represents who I am. But yeah. I think if I were to get back into it, I would make a more serious decision this time as opposed to spur of the moment. I would really think about it and make sure I make the right decision.
That's absolutely beautiful. So you have brought it back into your consciousness and have been thinking about it. And the dream, there's that sense of embracing the past and thanking that part of yourself for being there as you graduate now into the future. And then your choice, you know, as you've said, expressed it so well there, is that is letting the regret go, but not necessarily the marketing, business and fashion, that there's a sense of, I'm going to let go of beating up on myself about any regret for having jumped out of that too soon. And now I have the power of choice. I can go forward in my life with none of that, or I can go forward in my life with all of that in a different way. But I'm not going to let any unconscious belief in me that is holding on to regret get in my way.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So isn't it interesting that although in waking life, do have this thing about, oh, get my hair right and get the cap right and the bobby pins and all that. There's also in the sense in the graduation and the dream, is I've got to get the hat on straight. Now the hat, I'm thinking cap. It's like your thinking cap, you know, and your hat goes on your head, which does the thinking. And particularly in the graduation, I mean, graduation is really all about academic stuff, isn't it? Graduation is, Not really. Graduating school and college is really all about the academic, the head stuff. So in the dream and hair, well, you know, hair grows out of your head. You could say maybe that your hair is all the ideas that come out of your head and you want to just get them tucked in right. You want to get the hat on right. It's like, oh, dear, I want to get this thinking sorted out. I want to get it to look just so. I just want the thinking part to look really good. And that's kind of like the only part in the dream where it's like, oh, I'm going to get this bit right. So that to me is the classic battle of a person who is academically trained, as you are, who also wants to go down, I'm guessing, a road of more heart and emotion. I'm picking that up from your vivacious, fun and soothing and calm in your turquoise. And it's how do I get the balance between these two? And the dream is showing I'm still concerned about, thinking things through, having the kind of credible, intelligent aspect of things happening right, but also some element of being seen or perceived to have intellectual credibility, you know, got my graduation cap on square and right. So it makes sense when you just said to me, I do want to go forward with some aspects of that marketing Brisbane or fashion, but I want to rethink it and do it in a more serious way. That fits in with, I've got to get my cap on right.
Exactly. I never thought of it like that. The hat represents how I'm thinking and, you know, maybe it's not sturdy. I need to just get that hat right on and pin it straight so I can get my thoughts clear.
That's right. Yeah. And then it's a combination of getting your thoughts clear and straight, being comfortable with how other people see you, getting the nice balance in with the heart stuff as well. You know, so you're coming from a nice mix of head and heart. And if sometimes life requires you to make a heart decision by which you've done your thinking, but the end result of your thinking is that it's okay to wear your hat a bit crooked. It's okay to come in at a slightly different thinking angle that's maybe a bit unusual. Then that's okay too, because there may be a part of yourself that really wants that hat to be seen to be on dead straight all the time.
Yeah.
So if we go back to your beautiful friend who was dependable, hopeful and positive, which is a lovely aspect of yourself that you really connected with in the dream. It's like, I'm complimenting myself for being dependable, hopeful and positive. I know you're positive. I can feel it. I know you're hopeful. I can feel it. How do you feel about yourself, about dependable?
I have my doubts, but no, definitely I have to think things through to depend on myself. You know, I've become more dependent on myself. That's probably a big thing. Before, I had other people around me to depend on, but now it's kind of like I'm the boss of myself. I can't really ask anyone else, you know, to make decisions for me. I have to be dependent on only me.
That's absolutely beautiful. So that friend in the dream with the beautiful olive skin is that's the part of yourself that you've just described, where it's now and in the dream it's the eye to eye contact. It's in the couple of days before the dream, the last 2 days, that you really connected with that, at least unconsciously, went, yes, it's me. I'm not only going to be depend on me, but I'm actually going to be more powerful in the way that I am in the world because of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you connect with in the dream. And the beauty about that kind of thing is, I think that as you kind of, pull forward and put all the dependency on yourself and, you know, therefore become independent by, you know, by definition, and you move forward in that independent way, as you say, you know, it all comes down to you, what you decide to do, how you think things through, what actions you decide to take. And at a deeper, more spiritual, metaphysical sense, you know, I create my own world as I go forward. Once you've known that power and stood in it and accepted that responsibility and that dependability and all that goes with that, and you know that you can always rely on 100% on yourself, paradoxically, that's when you can then actually reach out and bring in other people to assist and help you, because you're not bringing them in to help you because you can't do it yourself. You're bringing them in to help you because you can do it yourself, and then you can start delegating because you're the one in control of the business or whatever.
Wow, never thought of it like that.
That's a little thing to take forward with you.
I like it. That's informative.
So as you think about going forward and graduating, and you think about what you'd like to do, does that soothing, calm, but vivacious, fun and vivid feeling match where you'd like to be?
Definitely. Because that, all those descriptions, that's something I'm drawn to that. It's something positive, and I love positivity. I love positive people and positive energy. So all those descriptions, it's a happy thing for me.
Okay, that's really lovely. So really, there is no negativity in your dream, Susie. Your dream is totally working for you. And the only question mark I would put in your dream that you might want to consider is that thing about the cap. It is. Mm-hmm. We do have to get our thinking sorted out and straight and right in order to take the next steps and get everything right. Absolutely. But just bear in mind as you go forward that there may be times when you may be so concentrating on getting it right and tight that you miss a kind of more heartfelt opportunity, or you miss an intuitional step, or you miss an opportunity that kind of comes in at the side that you might otherwise outthink, or you might spend too long thinking through rather than go, yep, I can pick up and run with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only little thing in the dream that I'd put a question mark, just to take an awareness forward as you go, to definitely put your thinking cap on and think through, because you've identified that as something that you need to do, but to also just question yourself from time to time, am I keeping this thinking in a nice balanced way, or am I veering towards a bit of extreme overthinking? Because sometimes I've often seen in people a point where they suddenly get into overthinking and get stuck and nothing happens. I've got to think about that.
Not good.
But I think your dream gives you the perfect symbol for that, because it colors the cap turquoise.
Yeah.
And turquoise reminds you to have that vivacious, fun, vivid, and yet soothing, calm approach. So, you know, I'd like to move forward to do a dream alchemy practice with this, but did you have any other questions about the dream, or any other comments or anything you'd like to say about the dream in your waking life before we get to that stage?
You know, the girl, my friend, is actually a girl who's in my close-knit group now, in my present life.
Mm.
So I thought it was kind of interesting how in my dream I dreamt of my old friends, but the friend I was talking to was someone who I'm close to right now.
That's a really good point. Yeah. So your dream is really coming up with this theme of close knit again. So there's that sense of embracing the past close knit group and moving on to, a more present one. So you're moving away from memorable, close knit, comfortable, which was the old group, to dependable, hopeful, positive. With your group at school, were there issues around dependability in the long run with that close knit group at school?
I would think they probably, since we were just in a few classes, we didn't hang out outside of the classes. That was probably, I was just thinking, where is this going to go? I'm with them for 4 years in my classes. What's going to happen after? Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of like, for me, that was, you know, what's going to happen? It was the unknown.
Yeah. So there's this, the sense of the unknown and of losing touch and...
Mm-hmm.
Was there a sense, do you feel that you were kind of... dependent on those friends and on that group in the same way that until recently you've been dependent on other people around you for your work and your business? Or were you keen to leave school and become independent, even though it was into the unknown?
I'm definitely feeling more independent now. I've learned, you know, you can't depend on a lot of people. Even though I feel like you go through phases in life with friends, that's what it was in high school. That's why now it's like, you know, we're older. I want to get that thinking cap on and keep these current friends in my life forever.
That's beautiful. So, and keep these current friends in my life forever. Is that beautiful side of the close knit, the feelings about close knit community that you've got now were resonating in the dream with the old feelings about close knit community with your school, where there, from what you've described, there were slightly more issues about learning about dependability and independence and all of that. So that's, you know, that has been, you've graduated from there to a place where you can now hope to have a close knit supportive group of friends that go through life with you while not being dependent on them. From what you've described, you know, you are dependent on yourself, and it's, so that's a different relationship when you have a close-knit community that are there just because they're wonderful friends, not because you are dependent on them for anything.
Exactly. I've learned that you always have to just depend on yourself. Definitely.
Mm. That's beautiful. So as you go forward and you depend on yourself and as you gain confidence in that and you've got that soothing, calm, vivacious fun and you've got these lovely close-knit friends on the side, once you've totally experienced that, that's when you can then turn to friends and future employees or business partners and say, okay, guys, I'm delegating now. This is what we're going to do because you've experienced being independent. So any other questions on your dream before we go to a dream alchemy practice or any thoughts on it?
No, this was a lot. This was really good. I had never thought my dream would, you know, have so much meaning, every little detail.
Isn't it lovely? Because it's a very short dream, you know, so when you you can imagine how much there is in a long dream. But sometimes, you know, Susie, it doesn't matter whether it's a long dream or a short dream. Often it comes down to, you know, even in a long dream, it can often be a repeating theme and you just look at one element of it and you can get as much out of it as you get out of your dream, which I really love, which for everyone listening is a really good pointer. You know, sometimes we wake up in the morning, we think, oh, I had a 5-page dream, I've got to write it down. And other times we wake up and think, oh, I just had like a 1-sentence dream, and we dismiss it. Whereas actually that, and yours wasn't a 1-sentence dream, you know, but sometimes we get that. Whereas often working with that 1-sentence dream can be extremely powerful, you know, and there's various techniques you can bring on board to really dissect it and get into it. So that's what we've done with yours. Now, with Dream Alchemy, what we do is we take the dream, step one is interpreting the dream and understanding it, which we've done together. And then step two is the dream alchemy practice. So that's where we look back in your dream and we either say, yep, everything in your life is going the way that you want it to. Let's do a dream alchemy practice using the symbols from your dream to accelerate that, which is probably what we're going to do with you. Or we look at your dream and we say, yep, look, your dream shows that there's an unconscious belief that is not quite working with you. That's a bit of an obstacle. And say, if in your case, if overthinking had been a problem, which it isn't, if overthinking had been a problem, we might then bring in a dream alchemy practice and say, look, let's visualize yourself graduating in this beautiful turquoise gown and let's just put on the cap any old how, because you can go forward without having to be so tight on your thinking. For a different person, that might be the case, that their dream might have said you have an unconscious belief that you've got to get everything just right. And hey, that's actually working against you. So that's what we would do in a dream alchemy practice, to talk to your unconscious mind using its own symbols that it used in the dream to reprogram the unconscious belief to change it from, yeah, I can think any old way I wish, I can have my hat on crooked if I wish, different angle, different perception on life. But in your dream, we've identified that this is actually what you are ready to do at this stage in your life, to think more clearly, to work out the steps, and definitely to go forward with this turquoise energy, which is soothing, calm, vivacious, and fun. So what I'd like to do with your dream, as long as you think that this is good, is to do a dream alchemy practice where you actually visualize yourself moving forward in more and more wearing turquoise. So it's like you're going to take this turquoise energy through into your waking life and into your visualization. So your unconscious mind has picked the unique color of turquoise because for you, you see turquoise as soothing, calm, vivacious, fun, and vivid. And that's what you want. Your unconscious mind says, that's what I'm graduating with. That's what I want to take forward with me.
Right? Yep, I agree.
Okay. So we can do this one of two ways. I can give you a visualization where, which I can take you through, where we actually just re-enter the dream and move forward into life with you wearing all the turquoise. Or if you're not a visualization kind of person, I can give you an exercise in writing or in art to essentially do the same thing. Which would you like, a visualization, a writing dream alchemy practice, or something more artistic?
I would prefer visualization for sure.
Okay, that's great. So I'm going to take you through this right now, Susie. So just close your eyes. Okay. Take a deep breath. And here you are, Susie, back in the graduation hall of your dreams. And you look down and your turquoise graduation gown is actually just getting longer and more flowing. It's so beautiful. And in fact, you lift your arms up to each side and the sleeves are like wings. You've actually got wings. These are turquoise graduation wings. And you can feel yourself just lifting up. You can feel your chest opening and your wings reaching back like you're a bird reaching into the early morning sunlight, because this is a real rebirth that you're taking forward. This wonderful turquoise energy with you. It's so soothing, it's calm, and yet it's uplifting, it's vivacious, it's fun, it's vivid. And as you lift your head back too, tilting your face into the full morning sun, which is so beautiful, you can feel your turquoise graduation cap on your head, and it is such a perfect fit that you know that it will work with you and hold its shape and perfectly support you in every way you could possibly need as you go forward from now. So you take a deep breath in and you feel your body with this beautiful turquoise energy, and you just feel so good. And now open your eyes. Well, how do you feel?
I feel exactly that way. Like, I'm ready to move forward, you know, and I can think clearly now, and I can depend on myself. I feel like I have positive things ahead of me, definitely. And I'm hopeful. Like I had said in the dream, one of the adjectives, I feel hopeful.
That's fantastic. So what to do now is that visualization we've done there has done most of the work. And now you need to just anchor it in. And if you do that visualization for a couple of weeks, Susie, do it about 20 times a day. It didn't actually take us very long. And when you hear this podcast, where it's Tuesday here, and which when we're recording this, and this will go live on Friday. So in 3 days' time, you'll be able to listen to this on the podcast, but I'm sure you can remember it now because you've just lived it, and do it. So it doesn't actually take very long. And if when you do it, you actually, I know you had to sit down and be close to the microphone for this one, but when you do it in future, stand up and actually do those movements, you know, putting your arms out. I was doing them the same, putting your arms out, sticking your chest out, so that you've got your body moving through it. And you've got the sensation of the color, the feelings, you know, really bringing those feelings in. And you may even want to bring in, if you want, some other senses, like a smell that you really like, you know, a fragrance that you really like, you know, those kind of things. You might even have a piece of music that you can associate with that kind of feeling that you might want to put on. But just in simple essence, doing that visualization and standing up and doing it 20 times a day for 2 weeks, and then just twice a week, night and morning, for another 4 weeks. And you'll find that in ways that feel quite miraculous to you, your plans going forward will consolidate more quickly, and you will feel that, you know, any old regret or doubt will just completely dissipate. You'll find yourself increasingly comfortable in the decisions and steps you take moving forward, which is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, and then further down the track, if you you can email me and let me know how you're going. And then you can either say, this is just private for you, Jane Teresa, or you can say, let everybody know, let our listeners know.
No, definitely. I mean, that visualization, I feel like it's an escape for me. You know, when I close my eyes and think about that, it definitely feels good. I wake up feeling, I mean, I opened my eyes and I was already feeling, wow, calm, soothed, and like I escaped, you know, I left reality for a minute.
Yeah.
And I went into my dream, and I was able to make my own decision and just move forward.
And that's really beautifully put, because what you're now going to find as you increasingly do this visualization is that when you do get that feeling of escape and then you wake up, is that what you're going to be finding is that increasingly, rather than escape, what you're doing is stepping out of your old perception of reality into a bigger room that feels at the moment like escape. Like, oh, back into my dream. This is good. But what you actually do as you increase this is moving into that bigger room will become a bigger part of your reality. And eventually you'll be going, like, in probably just about 2 weeks' time, after you've done 20 visualizations a day, it's like, hey, this isn't an escape anymore. I've actually just expanded my reality, and this is it.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, which just is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners about a particular business that you shared with me just before we started recording?
Oh, sure. It's a website I have, kind of like a community for dreamers. You know, I dream. I have friends who dream, and my website, you know, lastnightidreamt.com, people can come and they can post what they dreamt. And all of our users can come together and post their comments, their interpretations. I just find it interesting reading about other people's dreams and hearing people's interpretations. Like, your interpretation of my dream was great. It was very interesting, and I felt like it was very true. I was able to connect to it. And I'm always curious as to how else other people would interpret it. And, yeah, I think my website will allow people to come together, talk about their dreams, talk to each other, and just interpret what they think their friends are dreaming about.
I think it's an absolutely fabulous idea. It's www.lastnightidreamt.com. That's night spelled N-I-T-E. And Susie did tell me about this just before we started recording the podcast, and I had a look at it, and it is a great idea. Susie, it really fits in with your idea of a close-knit community as well.
Thank you.
And everybody having the opportunity to just chat about dreams, share the different perspectives, and leaving the dreamer who posts then to choose what they resonate with, what they don't resonate with, and move forward from there. And discussions about dreams also always generate, you know, sideline discussions about life in general and what works and what doesn't work for people, you know, spirituality, mm-hmm. insights that people can share. So it's absolutely a fabulous idea, and I do encourage all our listeners to go along. It's a social networking site for dreamers, and just thoroughly enjoy connecting with Susie there. And maybe add your
Thank
insight
you.
To this dream, the turquoise dream.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was very encouraging, definitely. Everything you said, it makes me want to move forward. It really does.
You will. And I will be Thank here you. And listening to hear the results. Thank you so much for sharing your dream today, Susie.
Thanks so much, Jane.
And I'm sure you all enjoyed that, as you know, but it's worth me reiterating, just in case this is the first episode that you've ever listened to, that our guests on the show are usually anonymous, and often people will even use a different name, to come onto the show. Everything else, of course, is true and right and confidential. And it's a way of being able to come on the show without breaching any confidentiality, without your friends and neighbors listening in and identifying you. And of course, it's a beautiful contribution to come onto the show so that you, the listeners, can participate in the kind of corner seat and listen in on how I interpret a dream, how a dream unfolds, how the dreamer responds. So coming onto the show as a guest is an absolutely extraordinarily beautiful contribution to the world of dream interpretation and to the show and to our listeners. So we totally embrace and love it when guests come on the show. And from time to time, a guest will say, I'd love to come on the show, and I'm okay. If you're okay, I'm okay with giving a little bit more information about myself, because I'd love, people to know about what I'm doing. And under those circumstances, as long as we're happy with what you're doing and it's in alignment with the feeling of what we do ourselves at DreamSight, then of course we give your web address so that people can contact you and share in what you're doing. So when you do listen to a show and you do hear a little bit of information being given about one of our guests, don't panic. Enjoy. If you're thinking about being a guest, you can certainly come on and be confidential. That's really the kind of way that we usually go. So I leave you with that thought. If you'd like to come on, or somebody you know would like to come on to the show, simply email me. You'll find my email address and contact details on my website at www.dream.net.au, and we work it out from there. It's a really simple process. We work out a time, because you can live anywhere in the world, as most of our guests do. We work at a time that suits you and suits us, and we either Skype you or phone you at that time. We have a little chat for a few minutes while we get our recording levels right. We press record, and then exactly as you heard with Susie, would happen with you, and then we press the stop record button, and then we add the beginning of the show later. We add the end of the show. Michael does some clever stuff with getting it up out into the world, and your launch. So it really is as simple as just being at home or at work or somewhere on the end of a landline phone or a Skype, and having about 30 to 40 minutes, however long it takes us to talk about your dream, for you to get something wonderful, which is an interpretation that incidentally would otherwise cost you $220 for an hour's consultation with me, to enjoy receiving that in return for the wonderful gift of sharing a dream interpretation publicly on the Dream Show to help other people understand their own dreams. So that's it for episode 99, and we move into Three Figures with episode 100 next week. So have a lovely week. Thank you for staying with us, and please share the show with your friends and colleagues, and I look forward to sharing episode 100 with you in a week's time. Have a lovely week. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsight. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.